The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Solid fundamentals in the U.S., but opportunities overseas.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. U.S. financial markets have essentially been in pause mode for the past 2 months following the big rally inspired by Donald Trump's upset presidential victory. Where are the markets headed and what are the best investing opportunities among stocks, bonds, domestic or overseas equity markets? Joining us is Luca Paolini, Chief Strategist at Pictet Asset Management. Luca, I was going to talk to you about, you know, the reflation trade pausing and that sort, but on our plate is the French elections. The two finalists for the elections next month are centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron and far-right candidate Marine Le Pen. The markets have gone gangbusters Monday morning as we speak. Why don't you talk about that?
I think the main reason why the market went up so much is because there was a very high turnout. And actually, the Marine Le Pen didn't do so well as quite a few people expected. So I think there is a strong feeling that the second round will result in a strong win of the pro-reform candidate. And so the risk for a European kind of collapse, a Euro breakup, is obviously much lower than it was just a few weeks ago.
I guess that's especially true since there have been calls by pro-Macron supporters for supporters of the losing candidates to get behind Macron.
Yeah, I think this is true. I think the probability of a win by Le Pen now is much, much lower. Again, the key point is the turnout, because the concern a lot of people had that with a very low turnout, Marine Le Pen had a bigger chance, and the turnout was close to 80%, so very good news for markets.
You had written prior to this, Luca, that there had been a pause in the reflation trade, which I take to mean that investors had traded based on the belief that growth would pick up and inflation would make a comeback under a Trump administration. Why don't you talk about the reflation trade?
Well, I think what we have seen since actually July of last year, there was a big rally in bond yields, big rally in equities. The election of Trump obviously gave a little bit another boost to that. What we have seen in the last few months, though, inflation has come off a little bit. Lead indicators in the U.S. are becoming to fall as well. So we feel that we are kind of in this kind of a pause. On the other side, corporate earnings are going up significantly. You see a strong performance European markets and emerging markets as well. So we feel that the trend for equity market, especially outside the U.S., continue to be very positive.
Because the fundamentals are solid. You have a fairly upbeat outlook on both the economy and earnings.
Yes, it's a synchronized recovery in terms of economic recovery, earnings recovery. Central banks remain, anyway, patient. And obviously, we also see an improvement in trade, which is very, very important for emerging markets.
You say the upside in the U.S. is limited. Why don't you explain that?
Well, the main reason is that the U.S. Has a fantastic rally in the last few months. But valuations are pretty much back to the 99 levels. The credit cycle, I think, is turning down. The Fed is hiking rates. The dollar is expensive. So we see much more potential in Europe, emerging Asia, and even Japan after the recent declining market.
I'm speaking with Luca Paolini, Chief Strategist at Pictet Asset Management, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Luca, talk about the upside risks versus downside risks in the markets. What are they?
Well, the upside risk, I think, first of all, is that we may get a significant boost from tax reforms in the U.S. This is, I think, a potential big surprise that can happen for markets. The second one is that we may have a further improvement in lead indicators. We see that especially in Europe and in Asia. And we may have corporate earnings overshoot in the next 6 months, again, especially in Asia and in Europe. On the negative side, we start to see some deceleration in the U.S. We have seen retail sales, auto sales down, PMI has probably peaked. And another risk, obviously, is protectionism. But we feel that the upside risks tend to be, let's say, more material than the downside risk.
How do you see the Fed's influence in markets this year? They've hiked interest rates once already, and the forecast has been for two more rate hikes this year.
I think that for the first time in a long time, we don't feel that the Fed will set the tone for markets. We feel that it's mainly the markets are driven more by corporate earnings and growth outlook. I think the Fed will be very patient. They will react to positive data. I don't think they will overshoot, and I think they are sending the right message. And so from that point of view, one hike, two hikes will not make a big difference as long as the U.S. economy is in a positive situation.
You say that there are opportunities for investors in buying overseas market debt or emerging market debt. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, emerging market debt is one of the few asset classes globally that we feel is still cheap. Emerging market currency are 20-30% below fair value in our models. We see a lot of potential in countries like Mexico. You have good yields. Inflation is probably going to peak this year. And so we feel that especially for investors, is it the right time to move from developed markets credit, think about U.S. high yield, into emerging market local bonds.
Finally, we all know that Donald Trump's first 100 days are coming to an end. The 100-day period is marked on April 29th. How would you say investors feel about his first 100 days?
I think in a way, investors are reassured by the fact that all this rhetoric on protectionism seems to be just rhetoric. So nothing has been actually done. And we think protectionism is the biggest risk. I think on the other side, there is also this feeling that a lot of the positive news, like tax reform, it may actually not be as big as we thought. And the fact that the Trump administration was unable to repeal Obamacare is a sign that it's not easy for President Trump to push his agenda. And I think that's obviously is a negative in the medium term for U.S. stocks.
Luca Paolini, Chief Strategist at Pictet Asset Management, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Now you can enjoy podcasts from the Wall Street Journal on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.